there. Welcome to Following the Truth. I'm Gary Zimak. Happy Easter to you. Happy April as well. Today is April the 1st, and I hope you had a great Easter Sunday. Remember, Easter is going to last for several weeks. We're not going to be done with the Easter season for a long time, and that's a good thing because we want to keep celebrating. We want to keep saying hallelujah. We want to keep acknowledging the fact that Jesus is risen from the dead, because that makes such a huge difference, or it should make a huge difference, in the way we live our lives. Today, we're going to talk about a topic which is, I would say, near and dear to my heart. It's something that I struggle with. It's something that many people struggle with, fear. Specifically today, overcoming fear. And as we look at the gospel from today's Daily Mass, I think you're going to see a good message about fear. I love these gospels. We are still in the octave of Easter. And the Gospels throughout this week, they're very powerful. And what you're going to see is, as we'll read them on the program throughout the week, we're going to see multiple cases of people looking at the evidence, the empty tomb, the fact that Jesus has been killed, and not acknowledging the fact that he is risen from the dead. In other words, they're looking at the bad things that they see, and they're concluding the worst. But in reality, something very good happened. It's a mistake that you and I make all the time. We look at a situation, we look at the problems which surround us, and we conclude, oh no, this is a disaster, this will never work out. But in reality, we should draw the conclusion that God's all-powerful. He can absolutely bring good out of this. So let's look at the gospel from today's Daily Mass. And if you're dealing with fear, of any kind of fear, I hope you'll find some consolation in this. It's Matthew chapter 28, verses 8 through 15. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went away quickly from the tomb, fearful yet overjoyed, and ran to announce the news to his disciples. Now, what happened prior to this is they came to the tomb of Jesus. And, you know, they didn't expect to find a risen Jesus. They expected to find a dead body. And Mary was distraught because Jesus wasn't in the tomb. And she concluded that somebody took the body. An angel appeared to her and said, no, Jesus has risen from the dead. Go and tell the apostles. Let them know. And that's where this gospel picks up here. So they're going to tell the good news, but they're still afraid, fearful, yet overjoyed. And behold, what happened? Jesus met them on their way and greeted them. They approached, embraced his feet, and did him homage. Then Jesus said to them, do not be afraid. Go tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me. And while they were going, some of the guard went into the city and told the chief priests all that had happened. The chief priests assembled with the elders and took counsel. Then they gave a large sum of money to the soldiers, telling them, you are to say his disciples came by night and stole him while we were asleep. And if this gets to the ears of the governor, we will satisfy him and keep you out of trouble. The soldiers took the money and did as they were instructed, and this story has circulated among the Jews to the present day. We see two really interesting examples, very contrasting examples. The first being that the believers, the people who are really trying to believe in Jesus, but you got to remember, it was difficult for Mary and the other Mary to believe because they had never seen anything like this before. They are consoled by Jesus, who is basically coming to them and saying, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. This is okay. Now remember, the angel first delivered the message, and then Jesus himself delivered the message. It's an indication of how much Jesus cares about helping us to overcome fear. He doesn't always take the problems away, but he wants to help us overcome fear. And in the meantime, we have these others, the chief priests. They're determined to cover up the story. It seems like they just don't want to believe that Jesus rose from the dead. And if he did, they got to change the story so nobody else believes in Jesus because they hated him so much. I guess the point of all of this is the power of believing. Do you choose to believe in Jesus, that he can work miracles in your life and that he is who he says he is? If you do, you're going to encounter him. If you choose not to, then you won't. It's all a matter of do you believe? If so, he'll help you to escape your fears. We'll talk to you next time. God bless.